Night and the beginning of the visit with Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 13th of January, 72. Channel 2 right and beginning of the visit with Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 13th of January, 72. Channel 2 right and the beginning of the visit, this beautiful visit with Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 13th of January, 72. Channel 2 right and the beginning of the visit with Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 13th of January, 72.
Back there. And I believe that chair knows you. It ain't moved. It must have been looking for me back. It. Why have you been gone so long? Well, I just was wondering what in the world you were eating for supper last night.
Me?
Yeah.
When you come, I had my supper. I was eating up my last oranges.
Oh.
That's what I was eating.
And how do you fix them?
I just cut them up, peel them, cut them up, and put a little sugar on them. Eat them.
Uh-huh. And you keep them in the refrigerator?
Yes, ma'am. I peeled me enough today to last me today. And tomorrow, eat off them today, put them back in the icebox. Tomorrow, after lunch, I'll eat some more.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to leave if I start that coughing again. So you eating your breakfast, or what was it? I heard something.
No. She came yesterday whilst I was eating supper. When she come this morning, I done eat my breakfast.
She said you was just sitting out there eating.
Mm-hmm.
Just
that's what I was
out
doing.
In that pretty day.
Yeah.
Didn't have to stay inside.
He'd be back there, but he's listening.
Yeah. Now there it is. Well, you know what I thought it was. I thought maybe you had some of that good Perlo or some grits or something you were eating.
No. I had string beans and white potatoes. That's what I eat for my supper. I had oranges for my dessert. And milk.
You had string beans and
white? I said I had string beans and white potatoes last night for supper, but I didn't eat them when she come in.
I was hoping you said you had string beans and cornbread.
No, I didn't.
You don't keep a little cornbread laying around?
Well, I love it.
You don't have any of that peppermint candy, do you?
Yeah.
What's wrong with me? I think if I was the cook, Miss Daisy, I'd keep a little of cornbread laying around. And just every time I went by, I'd get me a little pinch of it.
I can eat cornbread whether it's hot or cold.
Me too. But the change of the weather don't change my bread.
Well, you didn't get to wash yesterday.
Didn't get to wash yesterday. Yes, I did.
Well, it looks much like rain.
Well, I went out there. It was so much lighter than it's been being. I went out there before the fog went up. And I washed and dried them. They all got dry. I'm ironing them.
I thought that fog was so heavy and it'd scare you off.
It didn't scare me yesterday. It's been scaring me, but it didn't scare me yesterday. You see, I had Bessie's clothes to wash. Now, I treat my clothes anyway. I want them. I wash them when I want them. But if I got somebody's clothes, I'd take a chance on them. Because I want to get them back where they belong.
Oh.
I don't like folks' clothes hanging around my house. I'm scared out. Something might happen to them.
Yeah.
Get them back home as quick as I can.
Do you ever have something happen to them?
No, sir, not often. I ain't had nothing happen to none in so long, I don't know when it was.
But you have had something happen to them.
I have had a little something happen to them.
What could happen?
Well, you see, when these strong winds come in March and blow them back, I've had it to kind of rip the hem off of one or two sheets. You see, they just blow and pop, or thing, you know, they done broke the thread.
Well, they just really crack like a whip, don't they?
That's right. That's all I have had to happen to them. I ain't had none to get burned up or nothing like that.
How come you washing Miss Bessie's clothes?
I tell you the truth, I don't know. All I know, she told me here some weeks ago. She said the welfare said that they didn't want her to try to wash. Well, she told them she wasn't able to wash. And they said, now that's what she told me, that they know she wasn't able to wash and asked her, couldn't she get someone to wash for her? She says she told them she didn't know. The woman asked her, said, have you tried? And she told him, no. Said, do anybody live close to you you think you might could get to help you? She told her, here's a woman lives near me. So I might could get her. She said, a welfare woman told her, will you try and see? And we'll figure out a price and we'll pay her if she'll do it. So that's the way I got into it, unbeknownst to myself. Somebody behind my back figuring on me. So she come and asked me what I was. She said, a welfare woman told her to get somebody to wash for her. And they would pay him. Well, I think it's been 3 weeks ago since I washed. She won't have them washed every week. She wait till she get them like that.
She wants a stack of them.
plenty of them. So she told me last week, before that, I went over there, she told me when she asked me, she said, "Now you wash for me every Tuesday." I said, "Well, that'll be all right with me. I can arrange that. So I wash them when you get ready." So I went Tuesday for last. I said, "Well, you didn't bring your clothes." She said, "I didn't have nothing to bring." Well, you know, I've been living too long. You to tell me you don't have nothing to wash in a week. You got something. You ain't got much as you want. That's what. I said, "Well, okay, so I'll come back now. Say no more about it." So the day before yesterday evening, she brought them over there. She ain't strong. But she sure acts strong. Day before yesterday, she tore that big heavy basket of clothes over there. She said, "I brought my clothes." I said, "Okay. Well, I was washing mine." Yeah. So I just finished washing mine. And I washed her yesterday. Well, you see, she planned Tuesday. And that's what I work by. I wash mine anytime I want. If it's Tuesday or Monday or whenever. But if I got yours, I'm going to do yours first. To mine last. So that's what happened this week. I wasn't looking for them. I didn't know. But you know, I don't like it like that. But I put up with it. If you said a day I'm looking for you that day, and not another day. Because I have more than one thing to plan. Yeah, and I. Some haven't turned, they haven't rained on, stay out there 3 or 4 days. That's your fault, because you was a day late.
I don't know why she'd get such a batch of clothes, Miss Daisy.
I don't understand it, Mr. Meyer. Time she get up table clothes. Sheets, clothes, dish towels, hand towels, and things like that. She got plenty for you to wash. The one good thing about it, I don't rush myself. I take my time and wash them. Now, if you late getting them, that's your fault, not mine. Not if you bring them on the day you said. But I don't say nothing to her. Just whichever way she go, I just go along behind her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now, you don't have to do that for 5 cents a day like you used to do over at Ms. Collins.
No. No. Well, Ms. Collins, she'd give me $1 a week to wash and feed me. She'd have me a good dinner every day.
Oh, she would.
Lord, come says, "Yes, sir, every day." And I'd get them clothes out. Well, then my dinner was ready. If it wasn't, I had to sit there and talk till it did get ready. I needed to go.
And she had good things to eat.
Yes, sir. She could cook the best turnip greens and corn bread I ever eat.
Mm-hmm.
to see Claire have done the most of the cooking. She didn't want nobody cooking but her.
Oh.
Miss Collins, she'd be somewhere, you know, working in the yard or something, but Claire done the cooking. Oh.
Claire knew how to do a lot of things then, didn't she?
Claire could do anything she wanted to.
Yes.
But she'd have to want to do it to do it. You just tell her what to do, she tell you what I'm going to do.
Yeah, and she didn't want to do just everything.
No. But I think she done pretty good. Now I'd wash the clothes and I'd leave them out there. Claire would take them in and iron them.
Uh-huh.
Claire cooked all the time.
Uh-huh.
But you know, it was funny to me, Mr. Miles, she didn't want to stay with her sister. She wouldn't stay. She stayed with Miss Hicks. Yeah. They had been friends.
That's after her parents died.
Huh?
That's after her mom and papa died.
That's right. No. Well, somebody said she wanted to stay down here. But said them girls just wouldn't stand for that, for her to be way out here by herself. Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if I can't stay there, I ain't going to stay with you. Stay with Miss Yates. Well, her and Miss Yates, they've been together a long, long time. Miss Yates knowed her, and she knowed me. to just tell her she couldn't stay out here like this. She'd been with her so much, she kind of felt like one of her own. And no one else, she knowed how to live with her.
Mm-hmm.
She knew how to, she understood her, you see. She stayed there. And she got sick. I think they say she died in the hospital.
She hadn't seen her sisters in so long, you see. You never saw them much. They'd gone long before you went over there.
Come on, her sister?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, so I didn't see them much.
Uh-huh.
The only time I'd see them when they'd come here visiting, yeah. And it'd be my day down there to watch.
Yeah.
That's the only time I'd seen them. Not one of her sisters. Then in Washington, I ain't never seen her.
Oh, you never have seen her?
Never have seen her. You see, she didn't visit them much. Haven't, or something like that. She might come and she might not.
Yeah.
Oh.
She would tell them this if she wasn't coming. If you need anything, let me know. But I can't come.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get up. I don't know what kind of work she done up there. But somebody says she don't want to get up. So that's why she can't get up.
Well, now, you see, she must have left home when she was young.
She did. So she had been off the most of her time.
And she felt more at home up there.
And she did, yeah.
Now that's curious, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But now that's the way a lot of children do.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way Carolyn will be, ain't it?
That's right. David,
now,
he the same.
Yeah.
He's not so far away from home, but he ain't there.
Yeah.
And
now,
he don't come there much. He come there on weekend.
And Claire would have to want to do it.
That's right.
And some things she didn't want to do.
And she didn't do it.
Yeah.
Things she didn't want to do, she didn't do it.
She didn't like that house cleaning or things like that?
Who that?
Claire.
She took care of the house. When Miss Collin did that together.
Together.
But Clara was ahead of it.
Yeah.
She'd tell Miss Collin what she thought ought to be done and how she thought it ought to be done. Miss Collin agreed with her.
Yeah.
That's what you had to get along with.
Yeah.
She'd go in that run. Yeah, she'd clean up her breakfast dishes and things. She didn't want nobody to help her get the greens. She'd get them herself. Bring them there under that wash, under that shelter, under the spigot. There she'd wash till they were clean. She'd take them in the house and cook them.
Well, now, Mr. Collins done the gardening.
The working in the garden. Long as he was able, he done it. Well, after he failed, so Miss Collin and Clara done it.
Oh, they got so they'd do it.
Do it themselves. They already knowed how.
Yeah.
And when he failed, then they took over.
Yeah.
They kept a good garden, too.
And she liked to do her own ironing.
And she did it. Because nobody wasn't going to try to keep her from it. If she wanted to do it,
well, now,
she could do it.
You see, she could have got you to do it, and she could just have sat down and read the paper.
No. That'll never happen. No. It never did happen. And I'd get ready to go home. Claire'd go out there and get me a bunch of greens like this to take home with me.
Well, they kind of spoiled you, didn't they? They just spoiled you.
No, they didn't spoil me. I knew they wasn't going to last always. That's just when I come. And not every time, between times.
Yeah, but it was pretty steady, if they had anything.
Mm-hmm. They were nice to me. They paid me for what I'd done, and then they donated me.
Uh-huh.
And that's the donating?
That's right. Greens, some other things. Claire had there, she'd want Daisy to have. She done the fishing out. I don't know who bought it, but I know who took care of it. Claire.
They were glad to have you there.
They act like it.
If you got in before dinner was ready, you had to sit and talk to them.
That's right.
Did Claire talk much?
But it wasn't but one thing, and nobody knew that but me. Me and Miss Collin. Claire didn't like colored folks. She would not. Me and her get along right. But anybody she didn't know was black, she was scared to death of.
Oh, she's scared of them.
Yes, sir. My boy, he used to go across that field over there to the lake. She was out there somewhere one day. And she seen him going across that. She come running to the house to Miss Collin. She see the nigger walking around out there. And I got scared. Miss Collin told Claire, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. So that man wasn't standing. I don't know where he sees you. Said, wasn't nobody but Daisy's boy. and he wouldn't hurt nobody. He's going fishing. Well, I didn't know. So when I come to Wash, Miss Claire, Miss Collins told me about it. She said, the other day your boy was going across the field, going to fishing. So I know that's where we're going. Sinclair seen him and she liked him to head a fit. I said, why? She ain't like to scare her to death. I said, he didn't say nothing to her, but he said, no, she wasn't nowhere near him. She just out there and seen him going across the field and come running here hollering, I seen a nigger man. So, Claire, he wasn't studying you. He was going to fishing and just went on across the field. Said, well, he scared me. How did he scare you and you didn't say nothing to him? You wasn't nowhere near of it. You just said, so, well, I was scared he might get at me. She told him, be ashamed of yourself. No, she didn't like colored folks.
Yeah, a lot of women was was afraid of white folks too, strangers. I guess.
Well, I've always felt like this. I've been mixed up. I've been with white folks and I've been with black ones. So I tried to learn how to treat them all. And nobody ain't never bothered me. Nobody, white or black. They ain't never bothered me.
Yeah. Did you know Mag Jackson lived with Betsy? Betsy lived with her?
Mag Jackson? Oh, yeah. I knowed Mag long time before I knowed Betsy. I knowed Mag before Bessie come here. Now, I don't know just when Bessie come. I don't know how long Bessie been there for Mag died, but I know she's been there a long time taking care of Mag. Or when Mag was up on her feet going here and there, well, you see Bessie, she's working over there at that bar.
Oh yes, Bessie come back here in the early 50s. She came back about the time that Florence married.
Uh-huh.
Because she made the dessert for Florence's party over there.
Uh-huh. So, I know she was there a long time. But you see, I was over there under the magnolia tree. I didn't have much business over here.
Yeah.
Well,
you all went to church every now and then together.
Every now and then. But you see, Bessie, she didn't get a chance to go to church much.
I mean, Mag.
Mag went every Sunday.
Yeah, well, you went.
I'd see Mag every Sunday.
Yeah.
If I went to church, I'd see Mag, because if I went, Mag went, and if I didn't go, Mag went.
Yeah.
But Bessie was waiting at the time.
Well, now, Mag, you see, she wasn't well when I come. Mm-hmm. But she lived a year or two after I got down here. And I'd go down there. I'd sit out there on the porch, and her and Miss Bessie, and inside by the fire.
Mm-hmm.
She'd sit over there where Miss Bootsy used to sit. Oh, she could talk.
Tell my man.
Yes.
Yes, my goodness. She could talk enough for three or four.
Well, here's the thing, Miss Daisy. When I come down here, you see, I didn't know anything.
That's right.
And I couldn't tell what she's saying. And I thought, I just love to be there when she's there.
Uh-huh.
You know, I just love to do it. But I didn't know. You didn't know enough to know what she's saying.
That's right.
And I understood later that when Mag went to church anywhere else, she was you had to be particular.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she she might get after you.
To my Mag?
Yeah.
Yeah. She knew they'd get after me.
Yeah.
But I've heard of her getting after folks.
Yeah.
But I didn't see it, and all I knew, she didn't never bother me.
Now, I didn't know Laura.
Laura Washington.
Yes.
You didn't know her.
I saw her.
Well, I know her.
And she was easy to get along with.
She was for me.
But I understood that Mag got after her.
I understood that. But the strangest thing, Mr. Myers, to me, when Mag was sick, from the way they talked, she hated Laura. To tell me, she, I don't know whether it's a dream or just something come across her mind, she wanted to get out of her bed and beat Laura off her porch. Now, I don't know that, but I just hear
that's what you, that's what they said.
That's what they said.
Yeah.
And they would try to tell Laura out there, she ain't on the porch. So when Bessie was telling me that thing, I said, well, what was wrong with Mag? She said, I don't know, Miss Davis. I said, what she done? And said, Laura tried to come to see her when she was sick. I said, but Miss Liza met her at the gate and told her, no, you ain't going to come in. She don't want to see you, and I ain't going to let you come in. Yeah, I said, what a shame on that. I said, but you can look at me and think. I said, but you got to deal with me to know me.
Yeah.
I said, you can't look at me and know nothing. Because I thought, you know, Mag was all right. Well, see, I wasn't around her much.
Mm-hmm.
And I lived for four. I didn't get a chance to visit her much when she was sick.
But you did hear reports that she got after other people,
yes,
too.
Yes, well, I heard of her getting after more than one.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of her getting after folks down there in her churchyard, saying mean things to them. I said, I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't.
Anybody in particular?
Anybody in particular? No. Well, I've heard of her getting at different ones down there. I heard somebody say she jumped on her pastor down there once.
Jumped on the preacher?
Raking him out about something. I don't know just what. I said, church? He said, yes, she did. She told him she was beating. I said, she know that wasn't so. I said, and won't let her beat him. I said, what she want to beat him for? Oh, they didn't know, but they know what she said. I said, well, I don't know. I said, I'm glad I wasn't there that day.
Oh, you weren't there that day?
No.
Oh, you mean that was right out in meeting?
I been right after service.
Right after the service?
Yeah. And they dismissed him to come out, and she was standing out there in the yard. I said, well, what did he do to her? I ain't seen nothing he done.
She just didn't like that
preacher. She was just mean. She was just nastily mean.
And
played good. Make out she was one thing and she was another altogether. You know, after I heard things about her, that's just the way I figured it out. I didn't see none of this.
Yeah.
She carried on.
She's always good when you seen her.
Yeah, always when I seen her, she was all right.
You know, a lot of, I guess if you knew them very well, a lot of them, you see, I never thought Charlie James would have any talk in him, back talk in him to you know, you said that he had ideas.
Yeah.
But now, Belle James,
mm-hmm.
She and Mag, you see, were sick.
Oh, yeah.
They were stony asses, both of them, you
both
see.
Both of them. They was just like that if you see them and didn't know them. But when you find them out, they were just like that.
Yeah.
Both of them. Now, Belle, she was, I know she was mean. But I never knew her to be as mean. Did you say Mag was? She kind of kept it to herself.
Well, you know, I took a great liking to Mag. I loved her talk.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd talk about Miss Boyles over here, you see. I never saw Miss Boyles, but I knew her.
Miss Boyles?
Yeah.
Mag knows.
Yeah. I've thought a lot of times Miss Boyles is the one that ought to be living over here at this place because it just fit her.
Uh-huh.
And
so why is Miss Boyles?
Miss Florence seen her. It's down below here somewhere. She been along all right. Yeah.
She married in the morning?
I didn't hear her say so. She might. Miss Daisy, when you left the River Styx up there, road, where'd you live after that?
When I left where?
Up there at the River Styx road, oh. At the junction.
I moved up here to the junction up. On Smith Place. It was his at that time.
Yeah.
Up here side the road.
Between there and the store.
That's right.
I
stayed there about a year.
Yeah.
And then I moved from there and come out now under the magnolia tree.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Well, I stayed there about 4 years so long. Stayed there. Then we moved way out there in the hamlet.
Back of Robert Williams.
Back of Robert Williams. Didn't stay there long.
Year two?
I think we made one season.
Oh.
Out there. Come back to the magnolia tree. And there I stayed till I come over here.
Well, you went up at Uncle Harris's.
With who?
Uncle Harris.
What Harris?
You all lived up there at Harris's place.
Oh, yeah. I stayed up there. Part of a year. Then I moved over there. And the Avery house. They had a big two-story house over there. I stayed there a good while. So, one day, Miss Lois said, Daisy, said, how would you like to be back in your old house? I said, just fine. She said, well, you can get it whenever you get ready. And I said, thank you. I said, I'm ready just as soon as I can get moved. So I moved back there. And there I stayed till I come over here.
Well, you lived over there 4 or 5 years.
Ooh,
and
yes.
then you went up in the hammock back of Robert Williams. Uh-huh. And then you come back to
then
the
Then I come
Magnolia?
Back to my old house, and I stayed there until I come over here. After I come from behind Robert Williams,
yeah.
I went back to the Magnolia Tree.
Yeah.
Then I stayed there until we built here.
No, you're leaving out Uncle Harris.
Huh?
You're leaving out Uncle Harris up there.
What? Oh, no. I've never been there. I told you I went up there from that Magnolia Tree up there to Harris's place.
Well,
I'll be right there a short while.
Yeah, but first time you left the Magnolia Tree, you went up back of Robert Williams.
Yeah, first time I went back there.
And then you went back to the Magnolia Tree.
To the Magnolia Tree, stayed there a while. Then I went up here.
To Harris's.
To Harris's place.
Yeah.
And I left there. That time I went across over here on the Avery place.
Now, I don't know the Avery place.
Well,
where was that?
There was. It's over there behind the. It's over there, back at the Willis place. You know where the Willis place is.
Yeah.
Well, the Avery place was across the road from there.
I see.
Oh, I've done lots of moving around.
Yeah. Well, not so much, is it?
But you always went back to the Magnolia Tree.
Always went back to the Magnolia Tree. I can't go back down there.
No.
Well, now, when was the first time you worked for Miss Lois?
Oh.
Well, you was living on the Magnolia Tree?
Yes.
But you farmed a long time after you was over there.
I worked on the farm a good while after out down to the Magnolia Tree. And then I started washing for her.
Yeah.
Under the Magnolia Tree, they was hauling the clothes to you then.
Yeah.
You didn't have washing machines. I didn't have nothing about them. So they'd bring them in and come pick them up.
Yeah.
So I done that long time. But when I was washing, I was working on the farm too.
Yeah.
I had days on the farm, days at home. So finally, I don't know just how it happened. I wasn't on the farm and I wasn't washing. She got a washing machine.
Way back there?
Way back back then. they had lots of chickens. Then they raised the chickens. Well, I would have to, some days I'd wake up there about all day dressing chickens, fixing chicken shit, get them all crisp sometime, 10, 12, fry house. I'd have to dress them, cut them up and get them ready for cooking. That day I didn't go to the farm. When I finished up that, I went home. So it went on and on.
Well, she put them in her refrigerator?
Yeah. I worked all my life.
How come you to go up there to Robert Williams back up in there?
Back up in his place? Well, Ben, he wanted to go up there. He was working for Robert's daddy at that time. I had to go where he go.
And you stayed up there a year or two?
Come up as
well. No, you said just one season.
Yes, one season. I didn't stay up there.
And then you went on back.
Back to
you had enough of
went
it.
Went on back home.
You had enough of it up there with
them. Yeah, yes, I had enough of it.
With them big
I
horses,
was there. I ran maybe a little bit of it. Yeah, of course. I was there when his daddy was so sick. Robert's daddy. I helped his mother all I could with him. But I tell you the truth. I never felt so sorry for a bunch in all my life. Their daddy wasn't nice.
Yeah, when he got sick, he got mean.
Mean, Mr. Ma, too mean.
Yeah.
He didn't want them girls to have no company or nothing. And if anybody come there, it didn't worry him a bit to drive them away. And that would hurt the children. That would just break the heart the way he would tell them to go. He stayed sick a long time. And them children and them were white. When he got so sick, he couldn't get about, you know. He couldn't do nothing. What the hell? But one thing he had already done, took everything they had away from him, away from him children. Mortgaged the place and everything to the loan. When he died, he didn't leave them nothing. They're going as hard as they had worked. You know, I thought that was terrible. He was there sick. But Miss William and Robert, they had a little money in the bank. So she went for him to get some of the money out to help him, because he didn't have none. She couldn't get it until, I think she told me she had to have three witnesses that was her money. Then they let her have. So I asked her, I said, well, was them the witnesses that knowed you put it in there? She said, no, they said. But there was nobody but me and Bob when I put it in there. I said, well, why? You had to get witnesses to get it. She said, I don't know. So I can't tell you that. I said, but I did. She said, I think Mr. William must have had something to say about it, something to do with it.
Yeah.
She said, I think that's where that come from. But she finally got it and spent every dime of it on him. Because he was sick and he couldn't get a doctor. He couldn't get nothing. Her and that boy, Bob up there, had to get it. And we'd work together every day. I go to field in the morning, and I said, well, Bob, how's your daddy this morning? He said to me one morning, he said, Daisy, he's about the same. He said, he ain't gonna get no better. I said, oh, don't say that. I said, as long as there's life, there's hope. He said, yeah, I said, but I don't believe there's no hope for him. He said, one thing I'm going to tell you and tell the truth. If he get well, Daisy, he'll never get out of debt. I said, oh, Bob. He said, no. He ain't going to never get out of debt. He ain't going to never be no good to himself and nobody else. He said, sure. Or leave us in a bad place. I said, don't worry about it. I said, you don't know what might happen. I said, just don't think about it. He said, I wish I couldn't. Now, well, you know, knowing how they work, just like it is, but he told the truth. If he died, it wasn't long before they had to hunt him home. They didn't have a place to stay. So they just scattered here and there. They finally got over it, and I think every one of them is living well.
Yeah.
Now, I think every one of them is living well.
Now, you know, now, was that their house where Bob's living now?
No, sir.
No, they live back.
They live back.
Yeah.
No,
that other house.
That was
McCrae.
McCrae's place.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
He done the same thing. He put all his out.
Miss Daisy.
And Mr. Francis, when he had to get out, he come where he is now. You see, John was already out.
Yeah.
He was farming down here. But, you know, he's been like a father to Francis.
Oh, has he?
He has. He has helped him. You see, when John married, he could live there with his mom until Francis met. But he didn't have nowhere to carry his wife. He carried her home. Well, Iris wasn't going to live there in the house with John's wife. She just couldn't stand it. I don't know how John got him a house, put his wife in. Him and his wife went on to Bolton. Well, that was left for Francis and Iris there. It wasn't long before they had to get up. Hunt them a place to stay. Mr. John hoped him to get that place down there. He been there ever since.
Ever since?
Ever since. John been in Bolton before. But one thing, you know, Mr. John McCrae is a good man. Yes, sir. He's continued the farm, and everything he grown on his farm, he kept a part of it up there.
Oh.
And that hit for them to live on beans, squash, eggplant, watermelon, cantaloupe, whatever he growed, he carried part of up there.
Yeah.
On that hill. And he's still living, but they tell me his health is bad.
Yeah, last time I saw him, he just like a sheet. Just so pale and no.
Oh, when you seen him?
Well, it's been a year too. A year anyhow.
Miss Lois told me his health was bad.
Now this is not the wife back there. This is another wife.
Another wife?
Is this
John's wife?
Uh-huh.
So far as I know, she's the same one.
Is that
and
right?
She is a smart woman.
Yeah.
It ain't many things a man can do that she can't do. Next thing, she's willing. She's willing to do it. She's going to work on that farm.
She's a hard worker.
Just a hard working woman.
Yeah.
And don't mind it. It don't bother her. Now, she can help Mr. John a whole lot. Iris can't help Francis. She ain't no good, hard.
She never had been any help.
Not so much. Mm.
She like her daddy. She just have it done.
What did he ever do anyway? Her dad.
He'd gone when I came down here.
Uh-huh. I didn't know much about him. I know where he stayed.
You take, I find a lot of, you know, since we've been talking, like that old man used to hunt back here and had them daughters. She lives down here now that talks so much.
Murdis
Carter. Old man Carter.
Rush
that lived back over there.
Yeah.
Now he had a lot of land, farmed, and then he had cattle and all.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't do the work. He had a pack of dogs and
mm-hmm.
took them out.
I don't know how many dogs he had.
Yeah.
He had a bunch of them.
And I guess he hunted with everybody in this whole country.
Is he living?
Oh, Lord.
Who got his place?
Some horse people. It's a horse place now.
Horse place?
Yeah. All outsiders. People come in. They charge so much now, you know, for the land that people that live here can't buy it.
That's the truth.
You do well if you buy a little piece to put a trailer on now, don't you?
You do well to get enough to put a trail on.
Yeah. But, you know, as I hear about those people back then, of course, old man Jackson Williams was in bad health. And when people get in bad health, it makes them mean a lot of times.
Old man Jackson?
No, Williams, Bob's father.
Oh.
When he gets sick, that makes you mean sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, I think so.
You hear a lot of meanness. Now, you see, like Bessie says, Mag had the devil in her.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them did.
It looked like you ought to try to do better. But they don't.
You don't know just what happened to them, what the trouble was. But now, like old man Gil.
Mm-hmm.
He's had the devil in him.
He still got it. He still got the devil in him.
Yeah.
He's had it in him ever since I know it.
Yeah.
And when he get old, I don't know what.
Yeah.
But he got a good wife.
Yeah.
She got so much patience with him. And he started caring on, she don't say nothing.
Yeah.
Just listen at them.
Just don't
get through or go somewhere. Go to doing something. Well, if she go and don't just sit there, that makes him mad. She don't want to hear what he got to say. You know? I said, sometime I tell him, no, I don't.
Oh, he wants you to sit there and listen to him.
Listen to what he said. You see, he's a Jehovah, and so is she.
Yeah.
So he wants her to sit and listen while he read and read with him. Because she got other things to do.
Yeah. Oh, he's a bird. I've talked to Uncle Gil.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he got to talking one day about what happened to him down there at Dr. Strange's hospital one time.
Uh-huh.
And the more he talked, the more excited he got.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
He just... They had taken him out there, didn't they?
They had taken him out of there. They sure did.
He was carrying on.
Oh, they said he was carrying on down there.
Fiery. That's like I believe Miss Bessie said Mag was fiery.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Nettie is not like that.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Mm-hmm. Nettie's got plenty ways like her mother had.
She looks like her mother.
Uh-huh. She's got
Oh, she's a good talker, like a mama.
Oh, yeah.
I love her talk, except I don't ever see her, you know.
Oh. I don't see her either much.
End of Channel 2 right, and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 13th of January, 72. The end of Channel 2 right, and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 13th of January, 72. The end of Channel 2 right, and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 13th of January, 72. This is the end of Channel 2 right, and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 13th of January, 72.